BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 60, verses 9 through 12. The fact that this psalm is a corporal lesson to be learned and used by future generation of God's people is in the use of us and your people throughout the psalm. What is another lesson that people who have angered God and repented because they fear him are to learn? David and later future kings of God's people asked the rhetorical questions for the people and before the congregation of Israel. Quote, who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Eden? Kings normally led the soldiers to the battlefield. However, David teaches through the answers that follow the questions that the Lord leads the army of men who fear the Lord. God is the banner they follow into battle, verse 4, not the nation's battle. Later, the Lord Almighty told the prophet Zechariah to tell King Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Jesus taught a seldom mentioned truth that parallels this lesson. Oh, there were some present while he was teaching at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. And those 18 who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Well, and Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but it did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Put it down. Why should I use up the soil? Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine, and not, cut it down.
BDBD is sponsored by